Carpenter, South Dakota is a one-block town in Clark County, serving a rural population in farm and ranch country in the northeast quarter of the state. Drive into Carpenter from the north and you first see new buildings that support the agriculture industry. They're made of corrugated metal painted white and navy blue, and in summer they're often surrounded by large farm machinery. There's a post office and a cafe and a gas station with a mechanic. Carpenter gives an impression of modern-day vitality. But there's also a splash of history and color among these pragmatic buildings on First Street. The square facade of a former grocery store has been painted lemon yellow on one side and pink on the other. This is an enterprise called Charlotte O's Dream. Inside this building, you'll find new books and old memorabilia and products made by local artisans. SDPB's Victoria Wicks lives in Rapid City, but she grew up on a farm about 5 miles outside of Carpenter. When she went back there for Christmas this year, she stopped in at Charlotte O's Dream for a tour and a chat with the proprietor.
After Charlotte Opsahl bought the building this summer, she painted every room in it a different color.
I try to pick the colors that says, come on in, sit down, have a cup of coffee, hot chocolate, tea, pull out a magazine, pull out a book, and just visit. That was my, I want to say, dream, is to say, come on in, sit down and visit.
Now the place is fresh and clean with an assortment of little galleries that unfold one after another as you walk through the space. The building has gone through various incarnations over several decades of existence. Charlotte says the north side at times housed various businesses. That's the pink side of the facade.
This building, I don't remember what year it was built in, but the Jacobson family had a store in here. Then it was McMillan's had a grocery store. And then Little Eli's, and I believe that was kind of like a little cafe type of thing.
Eventually, Cenex took over the building and expanded it for more office space. That add-on is the yellow side, where you'll find a library and the Carpenter History Room, with memorabilia filling display cases and old photos hanging on walls. On our tour, Charlotte and I stop at a photograph of Carpenter's Main Street, now called First Street, as it looked in 1910. It's lined with wooden storefronts, and she points to one of them.
That was the John C. Opsahl store. I don't know when that went down. You know, Carpenter had two fires, one on the east side and one on the west side. So I'm not for sure just when that building was brought down.
And there was, at one time, a creamery. I'm looking at that picture up there.
Yes, it was. Yes. That's kind of why Carpenter got started, was because of the creamery, you know, the Cold Spring and stuff.
Adjacent to the history room is the lending library, where chairs invite you to sit and peruse.
I had a bunch of books. I bought a bunch of books. And when people found out that I was trying to start this library, boxes and boxes of books came in, even from people I did not know. So we have lots of books. We have books that cover everything. We have a good supply of the books for children. We have a children's corner. We have westerns. We have romance. We have history. You name it, we have it.
Charlotte placed many of the books, the ones in good condition, on the shelves and display tables, and others are in boxes in a back room where people can rummage.
The thing that makes my heart happy is to see the little kids come in. I have two little girls that come in almost faithfully every week, and they'll go through those kids' books, and they usually take home two or three books.
Charlotte says it's important to get books into the hands of children. If they start reading at an early age, they will be avid readers for the rest of their lives. She says adults also are excited to have books available.
We're supposed to be having a post-Christmas storm come in. So I've had people come in and check like 3-4 books at a time just in case that storm does hit.
Unlike city libraries, this one is not supported by tax dollars, so Charlotte charges $15 a year for a family membership to offset the cost of utilities and new books. She says the community has shown great support to keep the library going. Charlotte Opsahl has a last name with a long history in Carpenter, but she came by it through marriage. She and Jim Opsahl both served 4 years in the Air Force in the 1970s and met at the McCord Air Base near Tacoma. Now, you're kind of a newcomer.
Yes, I am. I came in 75.
Yeah, so you've only been here about
40. Well, it'll be 44 years in March. So, yes.
Yeah. And have you been accepted now?
Oh, yes. You know, from day one, especially the ladies, you know, it was just like they took me under their wings, and it hasn't changed at all. So, yeah, I was very accepted into the community.
Charlotte has continued to make friends who contribute to her dream by consigning their crafted goods with her.
This is the craft room. We have a gal that does up north from Turton that does the jellies and jams, a gal from Vianna that does the pickles and the beets.
I look at the prices on the jars. They're less than what I pay at the farmer's market in Rapid City. Charlotte says two women from Raymond make goat milk soap and hand lotion, and two sisters from Huron create seasonal displays. Charlotte's friend in Willow Lake makes quilts, some of them child-sized and hanging on a rack. Next to the quilts is a tower display of big patchwork totes called schlep bags. On tables are dish towels, pot holders, table runners, and bibs.
The woodwork, that came from a father and son team from Clark. They do beautiful woodwork. I have some of their trays in the other room.
And what do you do?
I do the lettering on the bottles.
Oh, okay.
And they light up, those do. And then I also do lettering on tiles and on wood boards.
In a room with homemade marshmallows and soy candles is an ornate antique keyboard instrument.
Where'd this piano come from?
This is part of your history.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is. It's an old pump organ, and it actually was your ancestors, the Hannahs.
I remember my grandmother talking about her Grandma Hannah. This tour has kicked up other memories. There had been a house on the corner with a vine-covered porch that the sidewalk ran under. That house is gone now. Also gone is the American Legion Hall, where people played bingo and watched their kids on stage reciting patriotic poems and danced on warped floorboards to the music of live local bands. And at one time there was a baseball field where crowds gathered to watch the Carpenter Eagles. Memorabilia in the history room attest to that, with a photo and a shirt from a 1940s team uniform. Now the ball field is long gone and new AgTerra buildings occupy that land. Charlotte says these new buildings promise security and continued life for the town.
I think the Carpenter people have in their hearts that Carpenter will not die. We'll find a way to keep it going. And like I say, people support us real well.
There are those who would say that Charlotte O's dream also promises continued life for the town, where the descendants of settlers, as well as more recent transplants, need a touch of nostalgia, literature, and artistry to feed their souls. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.